I'm speaking to the Guardian's Ian Black, who's in Tripoli. Ian, we've heard that the US has not ruled out arming rebels. What are your views on that, having been in Tripoli for so long?
Well, I think that the conclusion you would have to reach, having been here for a couple of weeks, is that the most likely next stage in this crisis is not some dramatic breakthrough, military or otherwise, but a prolonged stalemate. I mean, you can be wrong and things could be happening behind the scenes that you don't know about. You hear hints of attempts to arrange Gaddafi's departure. But a couple of things I think are worth noting. One is that there's no overt sign that the regime is remotely prepared to give up. I think no overt sign. And also that the rebels don't have the capacity without the sort of airstrike that NATO provided a week or so ago to defeat the Libyan armed forces and break through towards Tripoli. I think it's a fantasy to imagine that they can take a big town like Sirte, Gaddafi's hometown, midway between Tripoli and Benghazi, and I think it's even more of a fantasy to suggest that they could then somehow march in triumph on Tripoli. Tripoli's well defended. Somebody was describing to me how they saw the kind of defences that have been prepared to the west of the capital in anticipation of some kind of rebel attack. And I just think that people have underestimated the ability of the regime to defend the capital and to get its act together in dealing with the rebels. If the rebels were to be armed in a significant way by the United States or anybody else, as President Obama has hinted they might be, then that, I guess, could be a different story. But I still think it would be a very long haul to lick them into shape, this disorganized and rather chaotic group of people based in Benghazi, into a fighting force and a coherent movement strong enough to overthrow the regime, which, for all its many, many imperfections, appears to be in control. Certainly most of the west of the country, though there are pockets of resistance, notably in Misrata, it's another big city to the east of Tripoli on the coast. The Libyans are trying to convey the impression they have it under control. They clearly don't. They took some journalists to the outskirts of the town the other day, and it was quite clearly still facing, they were still facing considerable resistance from inside, and there are quite alarming reports of a humanitarian crisis in conditions that pretty much could be described as a state of siege. So the Libyan regime has not crushed the rebellion, certainly not in the east, and there are pockets of resistance. There's a lot of repression, much of it below the radar in the west, but I don't see any sudden dramatic end to this story. I think it's far more likely to become a stalemate between the east and the west as the international community continues, I have to say, to dither in a pretty incoherent way about exactly what it is it wants to achieve. People talk about wanting Gaddafi to go, but so far they haven't provided anything like the means that would be required to let that happen. So I think you have, hanging over this whole story, the shadows of Iraq, the fall of Saddam Hussein, the international divisions, and the bitter legacy of that story. And it's very much affecting what's happening in Libya at the moment. As a story, it seems to me it's far from over.
And you've been in Libya for 2 weeks now, Ian. What are your sort of thoughts and views looking back over the period of your stay?
Well, I think the most striking thing, being here as a journalist trying to cover a story, is how very, very difficult it is to do that with in a system where the instinct is to control the media to an extraordinary degree, to a degree that's really almost unimaginable in any other circumstances. If you want to do anything that passes for normal, independent reporting, the sort of thing that journalists take for granted that they do and it's their job to do, it's extremely difficult to do that here because of the restrictions imposed by the regime. Unless you stay more or less completely with the government minders who are assigned to watch over the media, you stand to get detained, arrested, sometimes for quite long periods, have unpleasant experiences simply in the course of trying to do your job. So, to be honest, it's not easy working here as a journalist, and that's something of an understatement. But you do nevertheless get some sense of what the place is like and how it works and how controlling the regime is, and occasionally you do come across lonely, rather understandably nervous, sometimes even frightened voices of people who speak out and tell you what they really feel about the regime behind the facade of constantly orchestrated popular support for Gaddafi. That's been in power for 41 years. It's almost an instinct that a Libyan meets a foreigner for them to start out by saying that they love and admire the brother leader of the revolution and everything in Libya is fine. There's a song that says, quite simply in Arabic, Libya is paradise. Well, if you believe that, frankly, you'll believe anything.
And just finally, Ian, so what do you foresee happening in the future? Do you think there's a short end to this, or are we in this for the long haul?
Well, I think that the way things are at the moment, there's pretty much a sort of stalemate emerging. I don't think that the Gaddafi regime is capable of recontrolling the areas in the east that are under rebel control at the moment, but nor do I think that the rebels in the east are capable of heading west to challenge Gaddafi in the heartlands, in the strongholds of the regime in the west of the country. I think the only thing that could make a real difference would be if there was a really strong and concerted international effort to come in behind the rebels, to arm and to train them. And I think that's going to be very, very difficult to do for reasons of international law, disagreements about the meaning of the UN resolution and all those sort of issues. So, barring surprises, and there can be surprises, maybe even as we speak, there are senior Libyans in the inner circle of power around Gaddafi trying to work out how to get out of this, maybe for him to go into exile voluntarily, maybe to stage some kind of coup, but obviously there's no overt sign of that. So for the moment, my prediction would be more of the same, but as ever, you can be wrong.